Next question is Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E. Last name is Y-A-N-K-O-W-S-K-I. Ms. Yaskowski, date this for 2/3/2026. And start by saying, patient was seen for face-to-face evaluation today. Patient is in her first benefit period, extending from 1/10/2026 to 4/9/2026. And the results of this face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director, period. Let's start the new paragraph. This is a... ...47-year-old woman, unfortunate woman who's currently on hospice with history of COPD, severe shortness of breath, hypoxemia, her O2 saturation runs around 88% on room air, tachycardia with hypertension out of control, period. Patient's other comorbidities include anxiety, HIV, idiopathic progressive neuropathy, schizophrenia, generalized anxiety disorder, attention deficit disorder, hypertension, and chronic cough, period. Patient states that her blood pressure always goes up when she has coughing episodes and shortness of breath, period. Patient requires oxygen at least 2 liters to keep her oxygen O2 sat around 92%, period. She requires NEP treatments on a regular basis, period. She has a PPS score of 40%, period. She states that she has very little appetite, period. She's lost weight, period. Patient requires support of a caretaker to be able to live, cannot live by herself. Because of her agitation, shortness of breath, and her other medical issues, period. She's quite weak. She has history of chronic pain related to neuropathy. Requires NEP treatments on a regular basis using her inhaler on a regular basis. Patient has dyspnea at rest. Productive cough, ronchi, and rounds on examination. Patient has oxygen available, but most of the time she refuses to use it per caretaker. Caretaker states that she feels like using oxygen is causing her to be closer to death. Patient has fetal edema. Sleeping 10 to 12 hours a day. Fetal edema is related to copulmonal and pulmonary hypertension. Patient continues to lose weight with history of failure to thrive, multifactorial. Weight loss is unavoidable. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.